eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. So as soon as this crisis started with Micah Parsons,
yes,
I said to myself, well, who could best analyze the actual system and the role that Jalen Hurts has in that system? Well, that's a no-brainer. Odyssey has our top insider. Nobody breaks down a tape better than the legendary Brian Baldinger. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Angelo. How you doing?
Well, we're a little upset because we're being told that Hurts hasn't been that great this year. It's more the system. So you look at all this tape, Brian. Is Hurts a reason for the system working, or is the system the reason that Hurts is doing so well?
Jalen is the system. So just the way Lamar Jackson, when he was the league MVP, is the system, or Cam Newton in 2015, he was the league MVP, and he was the system. And just the way Aaron Rodgers was the back-to-back MVPs. I mean, they make all the decisions every play. Run or pass, you know, whether it's an RPO, he makes all the decisions. And his decision-making is close to flawless. Now, Mike is making these comments. Maybe Mike should have been thinking about, you know, the Houston Texans last week when he didn't have a single pressure. Not a single – he didn't touch the quarterback once. Like, maybe he should be thinking about Jacksonville this week that will smoke Dallas if they're thinking ahead to Christmas Eve. So, Jalen's been an incredible player that only gets better. We just don't see any team in this league, Angelo, in this day and age, blow three teams out in a row. Green Bay, Tennessee, and what they did to the Giants last week. We don't see that. I don't care what the team's records are. Dallas, like, they were 98 yards away from getting beat by the Houston Texans last week. So the fact that they're just blowing teams out, like, there is no system. There's just great players, and their best player is the quarterback.
Beautifully said, Brian. I need you to break this down a little more, though, because we're all marveling at how accurate he's been, how tremendous he's been, seeing the field. What is he doing this year that he didn't do as well the first two seasons in the NFL?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's played a lot more football. You know, so he started his first four games, the last four games of his rookie season. He went through the season last year. They did not have A.J. Brown or anybody like him. Now, he's, you know, every MVP has got, you know, an elite receiver to throw it to, just the way Aaron Rodgers had Devontae Adams. A guy that you can trust to put the ball up in the air in a contested situation or a one-on-one situation, and you feel like your receiver is better than their defensive back, and they continually do that. It's a great relationship. He's had an entire offseason to get healthy. He wasn't healthy at the end of the season last year. He had ankle surgery, but he never said anything or, you know, I mean, I was just sort of behind the scenes. But he's been fully healthy. He had another offseason to train and to study and to prepare. And so he's seen, it's like a hitter, you know, going up against a pitcher. You've seen all the pitchers. And now you kind of know what pitch you're waiting on. And I think that's kind of a little bit the analogy that I would use with seeing Dallas now for another time. They've played Dallas a lot better this year than they did last year, obviously. you know, and all the other teams in the division. So I think that's it. And then I just think he's seeing the field really good. He's not just taking off and running the way he did his rookie year or at times last year. I mean, he's staying in there and he's going through progressions. And, you know, the offense is a lot more consistent this year with the way that they're game planning than they were a year ago, when one week they look like a Big 12 offense, another week they look like, you know, something that we didn't expect, you know. I mean, so they were more than just a running team now this year. They've got the three receivers that they put out there every week, Angelo, are a really good trio with Devontae, with Smitty, and with Quez, and with AJ. I mean, that's a pretty elite group right there.
Absolutely. The odds makers, all the pundits on TV, Brian, are arguing Hurts versus Mahomes. If you had a vote, who would get your vote right now at this stage in the season?
I don't think it's close. I think it's Hurts way ahead of Patrick. And I'm the biggest Patrick Mahomes fan there is, but I mean, he's run for 400 more yards. You can say, well, Mahomes has more touchdown passes than yards. Well, he's thrown 123 more passes than Jalen Hurts has. You know, he's run for 10 touchdowns. His touchdown to interception ratio is lower. He's got a much better team than Kansas City. Now, if they play head to head, you know, might be fun to see that. But, you know, against the competition that Jalen has lined up with for 13 games, I don't think it's a close race at this point.
Awesome. I got to ask you the other thing. Brad Baldwin was a terrific offensive lineman in the NFL for a long time, too. We talk all the time about how good the Eagles' offensive line is. I love, Brian, when they run the football, but I still don't sense they're totally committed to it. Could you explain to me how Miles Sanders got 1,000 yards, how much those guys up front helped him to get there?
Well, it's a combination. I mean, you know, they ran the same damn play with Lane Johnson pulling against Green Bay 11 times. You know, they just double up plays. You know, a running back, if you get enough carries, you know, they're going to get the rhythm. He's a big part why they would run the same play 11 times. I mean, Lane got tired of pulling. He's never pulled that much in his life. But, you know, they run for 27 touchdowns, Angelo. Like, nobody's close to him.
Yeah.
27 touchdowns on the ground. There's teams that aren't even close to scoring 27 touchdowns yet. They've done that just running. They're the best short yardage and goal line team in the league, and it's not even close. And why people aren't trying to copy what they do in short yardage and goal line at every level of football is just astounding to me, because they get in that formation where they just push Jalen from behind, and they succeed every time. And there's teams that are losing games because they can't gain a yard when they got to gain a stinking yard. Like, they should just watch the Eagles and copy it.
It's beautiful. I just got to know, because you played into your 30s, Brian. Kelce and Lane Johnson are both past 30. Kelce's like mid-30s. How hard is it to do that as an offensive lineman? Doesn't it take longer to recover? Isn't it harder to play after you're 30?
Well, Lane's a different beast, all right? I mean, the way that he plays and the way that he trains and takes care of himself and the body that he has, he's a little better shape than Jason. Jason is just a treasure. Like, I can't even imagine what he feels like during the week. As beat up as he is, you watch that guy walk around, it's, you know, he's hurting. But he just loves the game so much that he just puts it out of his mind and he plays the games. I thought 3 years ago when they lost to New Orleans in a playoff game that he was going to retire. I mean, I thought he seriously, you know, contemplated it, and he did. But he just keeps coming back. I don't know if this is, you know, the final go-round for Jason. I don't know how much longer the body can hold up, but he's an amazing, amazing person, and he's been an amazing player because he put Dexter Lawrence last week on his back, and Dexter Lawrence outweighs him by at least 60 pounds, maybe more, and he's, you know, 8 years younger, and he put him on his back. I mean, that's just, you know, I don't know how he did it.
Brian, we learned so much having you out. I can't thank you enough for doing this. It's an honor to have you on our show breaking this stuff down, and I hope Micah Parsons hears what you said when you broke that down.
Brian, I'm friends with Micah. He knows what I say.
Oh,
you know, I'm just gonna spit the truth. Micah better get ready for Jacksonville. I know that.
Brian, thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. Thanks, buddy.
Okay,
Brian Baldinger. Al, was that good breakdown? That's a breaking down.
Yes. Aside.